Do you ever feel like manifestation is just another thing on your to-do list that you don't have time for? Like your spiritual practice is something that you have to do? Honestly, you're not alone because I felt that way too. Something that's really changed my relationship with manifestation is blending it into my lifestyle so that no matter what I'm doing, I'm also manifesting. I call this manifestation as a lifestyle, and it single-handedly made the entire manifestation journey more enjoyable for me, and I've seen my desires show up with a lot more ease. Manifesting as a lifestyle has made manifestation go from feeling like a task to something I just naturally do because it's who I am. If you'd like to learn more about this, I've created a step-by-step guide for you. I'll link it in my show notes so you can check it out. Hey, love, welcome to Affirm It Express, the mini series within the podcast that's all about giving you a quick spiritual boost. In each episode, I'll share affirmations or a quick tip to help you stay in your best energy. So let's get to the good stuff and affirm it together. Hi, and welcome back to Affirm It Express. Today, we are talking about affirmations to increase commitment. And the commitment I'm talking about is commitment to yourself, commitment to your spiritual practice, that consistency, and just getting things done that you really want to get done. I have chronically suffered from being a proud procrastinator for 99% of my life. And I realized as I've gotten just older and having nobody else to report to, like no teachers, no boss, no nothing, just me and myself, my procrastination and just kind of the deep-rooted issues with it really started coming to the surface. And it was my mission last year to really heal that need and desire to constantly procrastinate, because it would leave me not feeling my best all the time. And I would miss deadlines sometimes and let people down. And I just hated that. I wanted to be someone who was more reliable. That felt more aligned with the direction I was heading in. So these affirmations are for you if you struggle with procrastination, if you struggle with just keeping your word, even if it's just to yourself. So I have three affirmations, and the first one is, I love keeping my word. And this is a simple one, but I'll be honest, for the longest time, this was a lie. Like, this was not true for me. And being able to like proudly keep my word is something that brings me like one of the deepest levels of confidence. It makes me feel so sure of myself when I know that I can hold up what I have spoken or my end of the bargain or whatever I promised you. I know that I can hold that up. And my confidence issues and my insecurities, so many of them really vanish when I realize, like, when I can trust myself, I don't get nervous around other people. I don't rely on other people or get disappointed even if they can't keep their word, because I know I'm doing my best and I'm keeping my word. And there's so many layers to keeping your word. And one of them is being honest. The other one is not promising what you can't actually commit to. I feel culturally for me, I've been raised by people just saying things and never following through. And I really wanted to kind of break that cycle. And it's felt really good to just know that my word is true truth, like undeniable truth. And that is one of the most like confidence boosting things that nobody can take away from me. It's a level of confidence that is fully dependent on me and me alone. And that feels so good. Next affirmation is, I'm able to exceed my own expectations and create new habits. Ooh, this one is personal. I noticed I would really judge myself and kind of have low standards for myself and almost a low self-esteem when I was constantly procrastinating or unable to get what I said done or pushing off the big to-do list. I had low expectations for myself and I really didn't trust myself. So I want to give you the opportunity to exceed your own expectations and create new habits. Even if you've never been consistent, you've never actually stuck to your word, that is allowed to change. And I want to open the possibility and really affirm and remind yourself that there is a possibility for you to exceed your own expectations. It is so liberating rather than feeling like you have to be the person you've always been. The last affirmation is, it feels so good to stay committed to what's important to me. This is for all of you who have all of these very intentional goals, these very self-care focused and self-healing focused and self-improvement focused goals, and you still can't stick to them. It's like the things that you know are good for you are the ones that you push off. So realizing that that is something that's important to you and knowing and reminding yourself of how good it will feel after, even if there's resistance before, even if there's resistance during, you're kind of looking for that after feeling. And that's what you're reminding yourself with this affirmation. So let's do a few rounds of repetition together. And please listen to this on repeat, even just this episode, because all of these little nuggets of information are so helpful to help you reprogram yourself. So let's go. I love keeping my word. I'm able to exceed my own expectations and create new habits. It feels so good to stay committed to what's important to me. I love keeping my word. I'm able to exceed my own expectations and create new habits. It feels so good to stay committed to what's important to me. Even just repeating those for me made me feel so grounded and reconnected to myself. I think kind of that commitment to yourself is one of the most underrated ways to have unwavering self-confidence. So I hope you can really lean on these affirmations, and I hope they help you on your journey to becoming even more committed to yourself. I love you, and I will see you next week. Bye.